Secretary will call the roll.
Onnestad, Alquist, Ashburn, Calderon, Cedillo, Cogdill, Corbett, Correa, Cox, Denham, DeSanier, Duchaney, Dutton, Flores, Hancock, Harmon, Hollingsworth, Huff, Kehoe, Leno, Liu, Lowenthal, Maldonado, Negrete McLeod, Oropesa, Padilla, Pavley, Price, Romero, Runner, Smidian, Steinberg, Strickland, Walters, Wiggins, Wolk, Wright, Weiland, Yee.
Mr. President, we are lacking a quorum.
Will the Sergeant of Arms close the doors and get the remaining senators? Get them in here right now.
The sergeant's gonna handle your mic for you, so you don't have to worry about
okay.
it.
Okay. All right. A quorum is present. Will the members and our guests beyond the rail and gallery, in the gallery, please rise. We will be led in prayer this morning by our guest chaplain, Senator Rod Wright. After which, remain standing, we will be led in the Pledge of Allegiance by Senator Dutton.
Members, we are here today following the holiday celebrating the life of a great American leader, the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King. He was born in Atlanta, Georgia on January 15, 1929. He championed a movement of civil rights for a period of just over 12 years. He was assassinated on April 4, 1968. Most of his accomplishments can be found online. He was, in my view, one of the most important leaders in American history. There's not much more that can be said about Dr. King that has not already been said. Today I want to focus on an often forgotten part of his life, the part which he considered the most important. He was a Baptist minister. He considered his civil rights work to be a part of his ministry. In his roles both as a pastor and a civil rights leader, Dr. King remained both humble and selfless. In the New Testament book of the Gospel according to St. John, and I'm reading here from the New International Version, Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, "Greater love has no one than this, that he laid down his life for his friends." That's what Dr. King did. On April 3rd, 1968, he gave his last sermon, speaking to a group of striking trash workers in Memphis, Tennessee. He gave what I believe was certainly his most prophetic, if not important, sermon. Not simply because he referred to his own death, but because he drew a parallel to another biblical character with whom he would share a similar fate. The title of the sermon was "I See the Promised Land." Before I read that portion of the sermon, I want to illustrate the parallel. Again, reading from the NIV version of the Bible, I want to direct you to Deuteronomy 34:1-5. Then Moses climbed Mount Nebo from the plains of Moab, from the top of Pisgah across Jericho. There the Lord showed him the whole land from Gilead to Dan, all of Naphtali, the territory of Ephraim and Manasseh, all the land of Judah as far as the western sea, the Negev and the whole region from the valley of Jericho, the city of palms as far as Zoar. Then the Lord said to him, "This is the land I promised on oath to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When I said I will give it to your descendants, I will let you see it with your eyes, but you will not cross over into it." And then Moses, that great servant of the Lord, died there in Moab. Dr. King, speaking in a church in Memphis 2,000 years later, said, "We've got some difficult days ahead, but it really doesn't matter to me now because I've been to the mountaintop. And I don't mind. Like anybody, I would like to live a long life. Longevity has its place, but I'm not concerned about that now. I just want to do God's will, and he's allowed me to go up to the mountain. And I've looked over and I've seen the promised land. I may not get there with you, but I want you to know tonight that we as a people will get to the promised land. So I'm happy tonight. I'm not worried about anything. I'm not fearing any man. Mine eyes have seen the glory of the coming of the Lord." And the next day he was gone. 39 years after he was born in Atlanta, Georgia, this 20th century Moses, who led this nation away from Jim Crow segregation, departed this earth. Speaking to his friends, Dr. King once remarked, "At my funeral, don't preach too long. Don't tell them I won a Nobel Prize or any of those things. Just sing one song that sums up what I tried to do. If I can help somebody as I pass along, if I can cheer somebody with a word or song, if I can show somebody that they're traveling wrong, then my living shall not be in vain. If I can do my duty as a good senator ought, if I can bring back beauty to a world upwrought, if I can spread love's message as the master taught, then my living shall not be in vain." Members, as we grapple with some difficult decisions over the budget and the future of our beloved California, as the United States and the world come together to assist Haiti in this time of great tragedy, may our living not be in vain. May this be God's will. Amen.
Amen. To the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Privileges of the floor. Seeing none. Messages from the Assembly. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Mr. President, I am directed to inform your honorable body that the Assembly on this day passed Assembly Bill 133, 634, 1004, 1420, 229, 230, 939, 967, and 1532.
Reports of a committee. Deemed read and amendments deemed adopted. Motions, resolutions, and notices. Okay. Without objection, SB 416, A3 will be removed from the file, from the inactive file. Without objection, Joint Rule 26A will be waived, so appropriations may meet on Thursday, January the 21st. Okay, Joint Rule 62A will be waived, so that appropriations may meet on Thursday, January the 21st, 2010, without notice, the second day file notice. And without objection, the following file items will be stricken from the file. 1-64, governor's vetoes, 67-71, conference reports at desk, and 72-76 in conference. Introduction and first reading of bills. Mr. Secretary, please read.
Senate Bill 886 by Senator Flores, an act relating to social services.
Okay, excellent. Senator Flores, would you care to join us, please? I need you.
worry me there.
Thank you. Would the Secretary please read file item 91?
Senate Concurrent Resolution 61 by Senator Price relative to proclaiming National Mentoring Month.
Senator Price.
Thank you, Mr. President. Members, this measure would proclaim January, the month of January 2010 as National Mentoring Month. The citizens of California recognize that our success depends on helping every child become well-educated, confident, and productive citizens. Mentoring is a proven, effective strategy that helps children and young adults reach their full potential by matching them with caring, responsible adults who can provide guidance and direction and build their confidence. We all have had experiences of mentors in our lives, be it a coach or team sport, a choir director, or even a nosy neighbor who made sure that we were on the right track. We all have had mentors, and I bet we have become mentors as well. Mentors serve as friends, role models, teachers, and sources of stability and support during a critical time in a child's life. Ladies and gentlemen, mentors deserve to be acknowledged and praised for their commendable efforts, and for these reasons, I respectfully ask for your aye vote.
Members, any debate or discussion on this item? Seeing and hearing none, would the Secretary please call the roll?
Onnestad? Alquist? Ashburn? Aye. Calderon? Cedillo? Cogdill? Aye. Corbett? Aye. Correa? Cox? Aye. Denham? Aye. DeSaunier? Aye. DeChaney? Dutton? Aye. Flores? Aye. Hancock? Harmon? Aye. Hollingsworth? Aye. Huff? Aye. Kehoe? Aye. Leno? Aye. Liu? Aye. Lowenthal? Maldonado? Aye. Negrete McLeod? Aye. Oropesa? Padilla? Aye. Pavley? Aye. Price? Aye. Romero? Aye. Runner? Aye. Semidian? Steinberg? Strickland? Aye. Walters? Wiggins? Aye. Wolk? Aye. Wright? Aye. Weiland? Yee. Yee, aye. DeChaney, aye.
Please call the absentees.
Onnestad? Aye. Alquist? Calderon? Cedillo? Aye. Correa? Aye. Hancock? Lowenthal? Oropesa? Semidian? Steinberg? Walters? Weiland?
Ayes 30, no 0. The resolution is adopted. Thank you, Senator Price. Members, we're moving on to the consent calendar. Will the Secretary please read, starting with item 116?
Senate Bill 806 by Senator Wiggins, an act relating to alcoholic beverages.
Members, without objection, we will apply the previous roll calls. Ayes 30, no 0. The consent calendar is approved. 31. Ayes 31, no 0. The consent calendar is approved. Senator Anastat.
Mr. President, if there's no other business, the Senate will be in recess until 3:30, at which time the adjournment motion will be made, and will reconvene Thursday morning at 9 a.m.
Member Senator Anastat has given us the schedule for the week. Tomorrow is check-in, and the Senate will reconvene, as Senator Anastat said, on that Thursday at 9 a.m. Senator, okay. Members, there's no other business for the Senate. We will stand in recess until 3:30. Which the adjournment motion will be made. We will reconvene, as Senator Anastat said, 9 a.m. on Thursday. Senate is adjourned.